Turns out not just jib we're short of, and we'll deal with the jib after 7:30. There is an issue as well around CO2. Closure of Marsden, as in Marsden Point, only got one domestic source of food-grade CO2 left. It's used in everything from the packaging, preserving the shelf life of items, fizz in the drink, all that sort of stuff. It's Tapuni Gas in Taranaki. They've got planned maintenance, though, through until mid-August, so production's going to be reduced. Apparently too expensive to import the stuff. So what happens now? Supi founder Sarah Ball is with us. Sarah, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mike.
Of all the issues that you face at the moment in this cost of living crisis and jib and trucking and petrol and everything, where does CO2 sit?
Yeah, it's just another thing that's adding to the increase of price at the checkout. So consumers really need to be aware that this is another reason why they might not find their favourite products on the shelf over the coming months, and why they'll see prices at the checkout rise even further.
Which is a two-part question I was going to ask you about. What do people do? Do they make less of the stuff, or do they make the same amount and just charge more? Or both?
Yeah, so it's a combination of the two. We know that Tegel has said that we may see increases of price of chicken over the coming months, but also that they will be reducing the production of some of their products as well. So, yeah, it's a combination of both a shortage of stock and increase of price.
What's your read on consumer resistance at the moment? Are we seeing anything? Are people putting their money away, or are they still spending the same, or are they spending more? What's going on?
Yeah, I think for us, we know that consumers really want to have fair pricing at the checkout. And so for us at Supi, we're doing our best to ensure that prices remain fair and competitive to consumers, while also being super mindful of the continued cost pressures that all of our suppliers are experiencing, such as labour, raw materials and freight costs. And of course, now they can add CO2 to that list as well.
How hard is it? 10, it's like a nightmare. 1, it's the easiest time of your life.
Yeah, I think not just as a consumer, but as the owner of a supermarket, it is quite difficult for us to keep ensuring that we're allowing Kiwis to be able to access healthy and affordable food at the moment.
Actually, there's a very good argument around CO2. If you eat fresh, you can avoid the CO2 problem altogether, can't you?
Yeah, but that's, you know, we know that CO2 is used to preserve food. It increases the shelf life of products. So in turn, that is helping to reduce food waste, both through the supply chain and in consumers' households.
Good stuff, Sarah. Good luck with it all. Sarah Ball, Supi owner, with us this morning.